Shar Bitochin. Last week we discussed Tzadik V'Ra'alei, and this week we're discussing Rosh HaVetevli. Why is it that there are Rishoyim? Madua Derech Rishoyim Tzlecho, like the Navi asks. What happens if we see that Parnassa is dependent on Oisik, his askus and Parnassa is dependent on the way the person acts, and if there's no reason for him to have this askus because he's not married against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's Eved B'Nisayon, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the Nisayon of having to make a parnaso. So what's the reason that we find that there are tzaddikim that unfortunately are very busy with it, and they don't lav dafka do even make a parnaso? And mitzad sheni, we find that the rishayim, there are rishayim that have plenty of money, and they don't have to. They could kick their feet up and spend their days on a beach chair sipping iced coffee without a problem. Says, so we already said that we can't know. We can't know that wasn't discussed by the Nevi'im, because every single tzaddik has their own reason why, and every single rasha has their own reason why. But he said, I'll give you a few answers. He gave five answers for the tzaddik, and it's about another five for the rasha. So he says, sometimes the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives tzivis to a rasha is b'nei she'osa ba'alvar davar tziv. Helaki m'shalom le'ischar avur v'ayil mazeh, k'moshenemer, m'shalom l'soynev al'panav la'avidoi. Sometimes it could very well be that a Russia, even if he's a Russian Marusha, it could be that once he did something good, he did a Maisa Tov, and it's Kman not Shaykh to pay back a person Batem. It's really not Shaykh to pay back a person in this belt. It's not so posh in how Ataka works that we do, but we see sometimes that a Kaddish Baruch will pay back a Russia for his good Maisim, for his Midas, for his mysteries that he did in this world, that we shouldn't have to pay him back in the next world. And to pay back for mitzvah b'chlal, there's no way really to pay for mitzvah. It's not shaykh to pay for such a mitzvah in this world. So it could be that the teva that he got is just me'ain, the teva that a person really gets for a mitzvah. In this world, it translates into ashiris, into godless, into the fact that he's a moishol, he's a melech, malchus. It could be all types of things. That's what it says. Bein Muchanetzar, for the four steps that he gave for the Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the three steps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Moilach Bekipo. What Shaykh is that? Where's the proportion? The answer is for a mitzvah. The Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no way to really pay back Betzim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the whatever it is, the payment that he could give in this world, and that's Ma'avidim Lo'ilam Haba. Now, it's hard to prove this because we don't really speak to the people after death. So how do you really know what's going on in the next world? But Chazal did tell us a few scenarios where they did speak to them. Uncle is the Gemara that everybody learns on Tisha B'Av. It should be the last year that we have to learn that Gemara on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Gittin, Uncle is Bar Kleinikis, Bar Achse de Titus, Achse de Titus Benegido. He brought up his uncle, Titus Benegido. He called him up from the dead. And he said, Nu, my choshev, man choshev b'hayama, who's choshev in your, up there in Olam Haba? He says, Yisrael. He says, Yisrael, maybe I should be Megayer and become part of it. He says, no, not Kedai. Rather, if you should be Meitzah to Klal Yisrael, because it says, Ohayut Sarel Arash, Kol HaMeitzah Yisrael, not Arash. Anybody that's Meitzah to Yisrael becomes Arash. So rather, don't worry about Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh, though, you want godless, you want be Meitzah to Yisrael. So it's clear that Olam Haba he didn't have. Like the Gemara says over there, what was his punishment every day? The Imamish, what he said that should be done to himself, that's what they do to him. They burn him every day and they scatter his ashes on the seven seas. And however, it says that anybody that wants to be zeichet to Ashiris should be made to the Yisrael. So it could very well be, what's the pshat? Why is it that Kol HaMeid to the Yisrael Nash Reish? Whoever is made to the Kol Yisrael becomes a Reish. There's a Marsha in Sanhedrin, he talks about it, he says, out of the godless of Kol Yisrael, that it shouldn't be that they're given over to Am Shaflu Bazoi. So first, so a person becomes a Reish, and they should be a Chashver person if they're going to be Moishal Klal Yisrael. But there it's a little bit, it's mashma that first he has to be a Chashver person, then he'll be Moishal. Sounds like Titus is telling him, be Meitzah to Yisrael, and b'schus that, you'll be Nasar Reish. So it could be, maybe, that the pshat is that somebody has Meitzah to Yisrael, so then he's going to get paid back for whatever he did good, he's going to get paid back in this world. So if you want to get paid back for what you did, you want to become a Reish, do become a Rasha, be a Meitzah Yisrael. That's that you guarantee yourself that you'll get paid back in this world. And Mamela, any mitzvah that you did, you'll get paid back, you'll become a Rish. But that's one reason why it could be that Tzadikim, the Rishayim, have it good in this world. Second reason, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch will give them money as a pikadon. Question as a pikadon, he's going to hold the money in escrow till it comes till he gets has a son who's a tzaddik, and he'll give it over to the son or whoever it ever gives over to him. As it says, Yochin, he prepares it, v'tzaddik yilbush, and the tzaddik is the one that has to, instead of the tzaddik, have to work for all the money all the time. If I care, the Russia spends the days and nights making amassing wealth, and then in 1 second he go over to the next person. Voynemar, it's another pasuk that says, l'choytin osan inyan le'esef lichnes losis le'tov lifnei elikim. Because the Baruch Hu puts it into the heart of a choyti that he works 14-hour days, 16-hour days, and Imam Shemas is a tremendous amount of money. Why? That it should be losis le'tov lifnei elikim, that he should give it over to somebody that's tov. But at them, that's really what happened in Mitzrayim. Right? Yosef was malakir all the money in Mitzrayim, and everything went apart. Why? So when Klai Yisrael left, they should be able to take all the money. And that's what happened. It says by Rekiva that he was Nisasher from three things. He became rich from three things. One of the things that he became Nisasher from was that he married Asher's Turnus Rufus. Asher's Turnus Rufus was Magayer. And all the money that he had, he knew he had to pay big alimony, I'm not sure, afterwards. And he got all that money. So that means that he, the Rasha, amassed all the money. And all at the end of the day, it went to Rekiva. So it looks, it's all a facade. It looks like he has a lot of money. But all that money is really a pikadon, right? You see, sometimes you see a person that it doesn't look like he has a penny to his name, and he's whipping out, you know, tremendous amounts of money. Like he just went to Gemach, Shkach. It's not his money, he's borrowing it. Right? That's exactly the situation over here. The guy, he has tremendous amounts of money, but it's not his. It's poshut a pikadon, it's going over to somebody else. It's on its way, it's passing over to somebody else. Ulufamim, the third reason, Atevash Hashem Reisen L'Rosho, the wealth and the Torah that Hashem gives over to Russia, who agurim ikri lemoitzav herosay. Sometimes fakert, it causes his downfall. K'may shekosev oishir shomer lebal of the herosay. The shiris that's given over to a Russia lebal of the herosay, it causes his downfall. Like Haman, like Kerech, it says Chazal say, people that say because he had so much, how many people they have? It says marba daigel. It causes him. He loses his sleep, and he loses his health, and he loses Poshut, and not even the cases of Haman, it's so drastic. Poshut, it's the fact that he has so much money, and he's so worried about it, and he's so busy with it, Poshut takes away his entire life. And we think that it's a Toivah, Fakir, it's Mamash Ra. It's a Ra Chuli that this person has. Ulfamim, a fourth reason, Hashem Mashem Yodeh Zatevi Samar Chlai'af, Mipnei Shirdeh, Hashem Sefer Larsa Bechulo, V'yaroylen, K'mo Shiedu Lekom Yisevi Shal Menashe Melech. Menashe Melech was one of the malachim of in Klal Yisrael, who was mamash eved avodah zarah, lebesoif he was chozer b'tshuva, and he was Kadosh Baruch Hu gave another 22 years, and all the ashiris that he had was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew at the end of the day he's gonna be chozer b'tshuva. See, right now it looks like there's a Russia with a lot of money and that everything is going his way, but it's only because Kadosh Baruch Hu is just keeping the money by him because he knows the besoif he's going to do tshuva. But it's not altas rishus that he has it; it's altas galus, altas tshuva that he has it. And another reason is Lafam Hashem Mitav LaRosh B'nei She'oviv Asa Chesed Bavar Vayeroi She'etivu Lebanu V'Yitzchusay K'moy She'omar Hashem LeYehu Benimshi. Yehu killed out the Beis Achav, and as a schus for killing out Beis Achav, he was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him B'nei Revim Yeshu L'Chal Kizei Yisrael, that four generations you're going to have that are going to be Malachim in Klal Yisrael. Now all his children and grandchildren and great grandchildren that were Moilech were Rishoyim. So why did they deserve this malchus? In a family, it wasn't out themselves. It wasn't because of their rishis. It was because of their grandfather. Now you could ask, so what? Lamaisa, what's the difference? Why do they deserve to have this? In a family, he's not really dealing with that aspect right now. There could be other reasons why. It could be that it's going to deduct from their ilam haba 100%. He's only dealing with, why do we have it that somebody that's a rasha had the good? Everything seems to go his way. The answer is, it has nothing to do with his rishis. It has to do with his grandfather, his great-grandfather, v'chulum. And the male, that's why he's getting, that's why he's being masliach. Somebody that goes with Mimus, he's a tzaddik, so praiseworthy is his children after him. Somebody is a tzaddik, you're never going to have the desire to makish lochem. Why is it that the children are praiseworthy and the children are good to go, they're set financially? Because of the father, because of the grandfather. And sometimes the reason is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives teves, Levar mimehem heim tzadikim raklapi chutz, mimehem heim tzadikim emes. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to test, actually seems from here, that it's not a new reason, in the way that the Lev Tov is mefarashit. Maybe that's the reason why he gives it over to the children and the grandchildren. Is it, there's a reason why he's doing that. Levar mimehem tzadikim raklapi chutz, mimehem tzadikim emes. Eile shebereisim atzlachas arishoyim, sorry maher meavoidus aborim, mizarzim tzadikim beinahem, mizbarashim ramoim tzvuyim. Sometimes the Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a tremendous amount of atzlacha to a rasha so that people will see that everybody that's on the straddling both sides of the fence want to see what type of person they really are. Are they imla Hashem u alekim yelchu achrov imabalu alekim so elohim yelchu achrov. So Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to see where are the people in the middle. Everybody should see. Somebody has Aslacha, the Russia has Aslacha, do the people start running after the Russia and start trying to kiss up to the Russia and try to become friends with them? Or no, they run fast to the other side, I don't care how much Aslacha he's having. I'm doing what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, and that's it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it as a Nisayin for everybody else, he says, Kmo Yish Yadu Alachom, Mir Adifo Yish Asav Al Eliyo, Anovi Mi Yizevel, Vyirm Yom Mi Moish Leidari. Like Eliyo, Yizevel, they wanted to kill him, and he ran away, and Achav, Yizevel's wife, said to him that you're Oicher Yisrael, he called him. He said to Eliyahu HaNavi, you're Oicher Yisrael, it's because of you that Klal Yisrael is suffering. You hate Klal Yisrael, it's all because of you. All the issues of Klal Yisrael are having, says Achav to Eliyahu HaNavi, it's all because of you. Because you made sure that because of the desert is not going to be any rain, and now everybody's suffering, v'chulu. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't say, you know what? Look at this. He's being Eved Avodah Zarah. He's being Matzliach. He's the Melech. He has whatever he needs. I'm going to go to his side. He ran away as far as fast as he could take him. Because he didn't want to be... That's what HaKadosh Baruch wants to see. HaKadosh Baruch wants to see. I'm going to give Hatzlacha to the people. Are people going to start kissing up to them and try going up to them? Why be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look, you see that the Risharim, they're being Matzliach. And it's a new sign for everybody else. So in addition to all the reasons why maybe this specific Russia has it, there's also... The Russia might have it as a new sign for everybody else to see... Is everybody else, how are they going to take to it? Are they going to still be Oyvid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalim, or are they going to run to the other side? So can we ever know Lamaisa, why it is that a Rosh is being Matzliach? No, we can't know. But we have at least five good reasons here that are definitely food for thought to make us think that it's, everything is Al Tzkecheshbin from head to toe and from Ashiras Taniyas, and there's no reason not to be Mitech by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will give every person kefi hamagiyalei.